small electronic parts and plastic pieces of what will soon become a tiny satellite, what's called a CubeSat, are scattered throughout a tiny room in Sonoma State's Darwin Hall. In one corner, a ground station is beeping.
Every time you see the little blue flash every 5 seconds, it's sending a packet of data. And you'll hear over here, you'll actually hear the ham radio go blip.
This is Garrett Jernigan, a retired Cal physics professor who worked on Sonoma State's prior CubeSat project. Jernigan is back this year as the technical lead for what's being called the EdgeCube, a 4x4x4-inch satellite that will monitor the Earth's red edge, basically measuring the health of large forested areas by the color of their canopies.
What we're really looking at is seeing that plants grow, plants die, plants grow. Over a period of, say, a decade, we can watch the health and see if we're getting more or less plants year to year.
Sonoma State Geography and Global Studies professor Matt Clark wrote the proposal for EdgeCube. He says the satellite could provide broader conclusions about changes in the Earth's environment.
And see if there's kind of really broad ecosystem level changes in Red Edge over time that might be related to things like climate change or, you know, large drought episodes like in California.
EdgeCube was one of almost 50 proposals selected by NASA's Undergraduate Student Instrument Project, a program that offers real-world experience in developing and launching science and technology experiments. Each team gets an award of $200,000 to help get it literally off the ground. Sonoma State's team is made up of students from different departments: physics, engineering, computer science, geography, and even business. EdgeCube's principal investigator is Lynn Kaminsky.
The CubeSat project is just the perfect opportunity for the students to really advance themselves and develop skills that are really going to help them in their futures.
Senior Michael Schwartz, a physics major, is the student lead for EdgeCube. His main responsibility is the project's ground station.
We have the satellite that's going up. We want to be able to receive data from it and actually analyze what the data it's sending. So that's the part that I'm covering.
Schwartz has been working on the project for close to 3 months. He says his biggest takeaway so far is learning how to problem solve.
Every day that I come in is a challenge because I don't exactly know what I'm getting myself into, and I have to be able to solve the problem that faces itself.
And the problem solving is not just for the students. Here's geography professor Matt Clark again.
There's a lot of unknowns, and kind of the methodology is not totally clear, and a lot of conversation and back and forth. You know, it's a fun and challenging relationship, and I think it'll be exciting for a student to be part of that.
EdgeCube still has a long way to go before it can head for orbit. The expected launch date is about 2 years away. During that time, the team will continue to prototype and test out the tiny satellite, with many fits and starts to be expected. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.